service. What's up? What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And I'm Gigi McGuire.
And we have a special guest with us, Miss Aaliyah Janine.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Now, Aaliyah is a retired porn star.
Correct.
And now you do stand-up comedy.
Yes.
That is very funny because I think sex is funny all the time. But we're going to get into that in a minute. First, we're going to do our tips. It is
I think sex is funny.
This is our special Thanksgiving edition of Lip Service because, of course, what goes best with the holidays? Sex.
Yeah, it
goes with anything.
Yeah. And the non-holidays and the weekdays and the weekends.
Yes.
But so our question today, and these are your just the tip. You got to give your tip. What do you contribute for the holidays if you don't know how to cook?
Oh, dessert.
What dessert. Can you contribute?
Bring a cake or a pie.
Booze.
Alcohol.
Yeah, that's
alcohol.
Good. That's good. Good. Bring liquor.
I cook. I don't know. I contribute.
I cook too. But if I had a friend that I invited over and they felt as though that they weren't, you know, couldn't make a sufficient meal and they asked me, well, what can I bring? Mm-hmm. I would say bring dessert.
Yeah
bring
no, dessert. I agree with that.
Can't have enough cakes and pies for the holidays.
Yeah, and when I wasn't a person who cooked, that's what I would bring, like the pumpkin pie, the Entenmann's, the cheap one.
Because it's easy to get at the gas station.
Yeah, the gas station.
Down
yeah,
the
exactly.
You're like, here's some cookies.
You cook, Aaliyah? What do you bring?
I do. I can cook anything that they pretty much want me to. My mom was, she's a really good baker. She actually got a scholarship from Betty Crocker. She won some contest. So like I learned how to cook from her basically. And like, I have to follow instructions.
That's amazing.
But yeah, I could cook some stuff.
Listen, my family's all coming over my house and I'm getting everything catered.
You're not going to cook.
I'm not going to cook only because it's 30 people.
No, so get it catered. Please, girl.
You think that's bougie?
Yeah, no, I cooked for 40 people last year. I cooked for both of our families. They all came over to the house and it was amazing.
This was her first Thanksgiving last year where both of their families meeting.
Yeah.
Aww.
Well, you kind of got to do it
and
for
them. And I had to cook and I put my foot in that meal. Thank you very much.
What if it's just like the same members of the family?
Well,
later.
Yeah, right. It's like my regular family. Let me tell you, I will, however, because the way that it is, like when I get it catered, I still have to put stuff in the oven for a certain amount of time. So I will take a picture for Instagram.
Like I'll put it in the turkey out the oven. In my house.
Just finished. I did that last year.
Just finished warming it up.
But yeah, it's a big deal around the holidays. Now, we always talk about this because this is like make or break time for some people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a friend who was with her man for 3 years and she never met his family.
What?
So they broke up. And she was like, I can't take it anymore. Every holiday, he would go see his family and not bring her. But he knew her family. It feels like side chickish.
He's bringing the wife. Well, that's why you're not
young. Was his family like really crazy or something?
That I can understand.
I don't know. I don't think so. But even if your family's crazy, like, we all have embarrassing family members.
Yeah. No, I think that, like you said, Aaliyah, I think he's probably married.
Probably married.
I said the same thing.
And yeah, because that's weird. 3 years?
3 years is a long time.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, first year, okay, I get it. But second and third year, no, you're hiding something.
Mm-hmm. They weren't living together?
No.
So how often were they?
They were together like 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh, but
like she would be at his house, he would be at her house. Right. So I was like, I don't understand.
I don't understand either.
But when do you bring somebody to meet your family?
Never.
When you're pregnant.
When you're pregnant. Some people get pregnant quick. But I'm saying, like, it's the holidays. Now, I learned this because I had an ex-boyfriend. He brought me to meet his whole family on Thanksgiving. His mom was mad. Because it was her first time meeting me.
Yeah.
And she felt like she should have met me ahead
prior
of time.
To the
yeah,
rest of the family.
Yeah, like you go to a dinner. Yeah, because what happened with one of my exes, he took me to one of his cousins' engagement parties and he was Hispanic. So literally his whole family was there. And I'm just like this little white girl like, hola. No hablar español, but I know all you fuckers are talking about me.
Oh my God.
Awkward.
It was fine for like the first 2 years. It was great.
All right. But so you think like the first, Stephanie, what's going on with you?
For me, I don't know. When I've been in my serious relationships, like my son's father, his mother, I met his mother like the second day I met him, his mother was always like behind him. So.
Right.
And then my last relationship, I knew his parents since we were kids. So
what about now?
Now, if I'm, I mean, right now, I'm, you know, I'm single and I've been entertaining myself. And the guy that that I've been talking to, you know, entertaining myself with, he asked me to come over to his family's Thanksgiving.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah. And I kind of, you know, I said I have something else to do.
Why don't you want to go? I thought you like him.
I do like him a lot. I like him a lot. But.
Zim.
But, you know, I just came out of a relationship. I don't want to be in a relationship.
All up in the family. Yeah. Meeting the family is
and
serious.
And that's kind of, and it's not even nothing against him. And I don't want to be serious with him or anything. I just, you know, I have a child. I have other family things.
But is he offended that he invited you and you're not going to come?
No, he's just like, you could, like, we both live in the same place. He's like, you could come, you know, after you see your family. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll play it by
ear.
You
might go. That would be crazy.
Maybe go after the dinner when everyone's like relaxed or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Can you get drunk? Like when
that's
you go
the thing.
Meet
I know. On Thanksgiving,
time.
I'm gonna be drunk. I know I'm gonna be drunk.
The last thing you want to do when you meet someone.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be like, "Hey, I'm Stephanie.
What's up?
I'm like the greatest thing ever when I'm drunk."
I think it's probably kind of funny. If they have a good, fun family,
yeah,
everybody.
Oh, like
should.
You're everyone's drunk and in my family, so it'd be weird for you not to be.
And
drunk.
Most people okay. are fun when they're drunk. So there you have it.
Anybody ever had a bad holiday?
Oh my God, everyone. That's it.
I spent Thanksgiving one time at home with my bestie eating noodles.
Noodles.
Well, at least you guys had each other. Don't be ungrateful.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys had that.
But yeah, it was sad.
You made a little face.
my first Thanksgiving, I'm single. I spent it alone with my best friend at the time, a girl that I was hanging out with. And we felt like orphans, but... It wasn't
like
that bad because, you know, like we were making the best of it.
Mm-hmm. I don't take holidays that seriously because of that reason. Because everyone's like, oh, you're alone on this day. I'm like, it's a Thursday in November.
Right.
Like,
I'm
I can get turkey
anytime I want.
Whenever the fuck I want.
Turkey burgers. All right. Now, how about this? Christmas is also coming up. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, everything, whatever people celebrate. If somebody gives you a really nice present, but you were planning to break up with them. Can you still break up with them?
Yeah.
What's the protocol here? Are you supposed to give the gift back?
No.
Whoa.
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
That they gave you. And it's
yours.
Not your fault that you were going to break up with them when they gave you the gift. Like, that just happened. So you keep the gift and then you wait.
Like 2 or 3 days. And
yeah.
What if it's a car?
Oh, no, you totally keep that shit. If he's dumb enough to buy you a car.
Oh, no, you totally keep that shit.
Yeah, no, keep that shit.
But do you wait a little while? If someone gives you something really nice, don't you feel guilty?
Well, like, unless
they're buying... We gotta stay at least another month or two.
Unless they're buying it for you to try to keep you, then you definitely keep the present and definitely dump them. It depends because a lot of times if someone's buying you a car... Either A, like they're completely oblivious to the relationship, what's going on. Because normally when someone wants to break up with someone, you feel it. Otherwise, you're not in it.
Although I don't know if guys are as tuned in.
I don't think that you should plan to break up with I don't think you plan to break up with somebody. I think you just break up.
Yeah.
No, sometimes
it is a
process.
Sometimes it is like, I'm going to have to break up with them. Okay.
Like, especially like if you live with
breaking
them.
Up with somebody for a long time.
Hard.
And it took me a long time to actually do it. But I did it.
Yeah, it's hard.
After he tried to kill me.
Oh
he
my
tried to
God,
kill you.
Yeah, he tried to kill me when I broke up with him. He threw me down. Y'all know like a hotel. Y'all know the back stairway in a hotel, how they're made out of like concrete and steel.
Yes.
Yeah, so he threw me down those steps.
Well, see, that's what happened with my ex.
Yeah, he did.
He tried to throw
he
me down.
Threw you
he
down
threw me down
steps?
The back stairway of
did
a hotel
you end up in
by
a
the
hospital?
Airport. No, I was a little banged and bruised, but this was around the time when we had the Razor phones, and I was on the phone at the time trying to call my friend so she can come pick me up. And I tumbled down the steps. And I think the fact that I held the phone to my face trying to talk to her is what, like, helped my head. Because my arm and my hand and all of this was all bruised up.
Well, good thing you
but
let him go. You
know? Yeah, right.
Sounds like an abusive person.
This was the same guy
you
who y'all say
that?
I killed.
This is a guy that
guy
she
that
killed
had
in bed.
Attack.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You broke so, hold on a second.
Guy.
Back it up. You
this
broke
was after.
Up. He threw you down the stairs.
This was
and after.
And after
that, you still had sex with him.
No. The heart attack came before I tried to break up with him.
Okay, so he had a heart attack. I thought he died.
No, he died, but
I didn't kill him.
You guys, I remember the story. You know, he had heart problems. Yes. You know what I mean? And he once had a heart attack while you guys were having sex.
He eventually died of a heart attack years later.
Oh, he didn't die that night.
No,
in my head, you killed him.
I know. That's why you always say that. But I really didn't kill him. I just started it.
She started the path of him dying. Of his death. Yes,
so sad. May he rest in peace. But yeah, he tried to kill me first. So
what did you press charges?
No, I left. That's what made me move to Atlanta.
I moved to Atlanta.
Damn,
I left the whole state.
So he didn't go to jail for throwing you.
I didn't press charges.
Oh, you're a
G. I just packed up all my shit and left.
Aaliyah, what would you have done?
Oh, the same thing. Because my boyfriend, I was living with him though. He found my sex list from high school.
Oh shit.
Oh damn.
You had a sex list?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was from high school.
How many people were on it?
Oh, at that time?
Yeah.
Only like 50.
Okay, from high school, only 50.
Well, I mean, at the time, I was up to like I was 22, so it was all the way up to 22. Mostly, all of them were in my 20s, so you could settle down. but no, he found that and he got drunk and he actually had cheated on me. So it was that whole like projection thing. So he like hit me and tried to throw me down a flight of stairs. But I had, I was going to school to be a cop at the time.
But
he's a really big guy. He was like 6'1", 6'2", 300 pounds. But like I turned around and I popped him like 2-3 times and I ran down the stairs. And then about a month and a half later, like I moved out. I took him. Made him give me like 10-15 grand, like furnish a whole nother apartment, buy me a car, and then I left him.
Wow.
So yeah, that's you don't hit me.
Yeah, you punched him 3 times.
Yeah, I gave him like a little shot. I mean, because I don't know. He's
was it what you
skin.
Learned from like cop training?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was more like a palm and then a punch, and I was like, fuck, this guy's huge. And then, yeah, and I was drunk too. It was a gnarly evening.
That is crazy. Nice. Has anybody ever tried to kill you, Stephanie?
I mean, yeah, but not like that. Not throwing me down the stairs or anything like that. But, you know, I've been woken up to, like, being choked to death.
That happened to me, too.
Yeah, like, fucking bitch, you fucking bitch.
Some people think that you've never been in love if your man hasn't tried to kill you at some point.
I don't need love.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Listen.
I've been, like, choked out a couple times. Like,
well, I mean, I kind of like that in bed, so that depends.
Yeah, me too, but not the violent choking out.
Not like
the
choking, die, bitch, out. You were asleep.
Yeah, no.
More heat of the passion choking.
Well, there's certain like specific kinds of choking. Like, you could cut off the air, but the main part is cutting off blood circulation. That's what will knock somebody out. When you cut off air, that will kill them. So it really depends on how you choke somebody.
I don't want to get knocked out. But I don't mind cutting off a little air.
I don't want to die either.
Yeah. I don't want to die.
The auto asphyxiation.
Not like that. All right. Now, Aaliyah, you were saying to me earlier before we started the show that you are in an open relationship.
Yeah.
And this is what works for you. So you can fuck who you want to fuck and your dude can fuck who he wants to fuck also.
Correct.
Do you have to approve it? Like, do you have to tell him like, hey, I met this guy?
Absolutely.
You don't tell him after, you just do it.
No, yeah, that'd be weird. That'd be like thrown in his face. Be like, hey, look at all these cocks I saw.
I was in an open relationship before and he used to ask me questions and details. Like, he would want to know every single guy.
Well, some guys get off on that. Yeah, some guys, like, that's a cuckold. Some guys really, like, get off on that. And, like, that would be, like, I've had relationships like that, but that's a little bit too much. Just be like, okay, no, this is you. Like, we shared this.
Yeah,
and then
it was really weird, but I just kept up with it because I got a kick out of it.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
No, it can be kind of funny. Because
he would really like it.
What kind of questions did he ask?
Like, how was it? How big was it? Was it better than me? Mm-hmm. What'd you do to him? How, like, everything. Yeah. Like, how'd it happen? Did you, like, initiate the sex? Like, you would ask me all types of shit.
If it was better, you would be like, yes, it was better.
No.
You always lie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
he didn't believe you then, because somebody's better than you.
But he had really good sex.
Like, nobody's better than you, daddy.
No, he was good in bed.
Did he ever want to watch?
No, but he wanted to listen one time.
That's weird,
on the
man.
Phone. Yeah, some guys really, really get off on that, like, immensely. Like, it's crazy. And some girls, like, it's
weird.
Great. Yeah,
he was older,
great.
Too.
Yeah, it's great for a certain relationship, especially, like, if it's a sex worker, that's fucking perfect.
A sex worker. So what are the rules for the open relationship? Are there any rules, like, okay, here's the rules. You can't be with this person more than 3 times, or?
No, there's, I think, no.
What about, like, protection?
Well, yeah, protection is definitely a thing.
An unspoken
rule. Like, we use protection and stuff like that, but, no, there's like don't ask, don't tell kind of thing,
really?
Like the military.
Wow. So you can kind of have a whole other relationship.
Yeah, to a certain extent. We've talked about that. That was like, if we're going to be with somebody else, then yeah.
But
this is more just like sexual urges. Be like, oh, I'm really sexually attracted to this person because, you know, I travel a lot and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be like, oh, I'm going to bang this person and then probably never see him again. Kind of deal. So it's not like we get to sleep with like random people every day. It's just like if something happens,
every now and then
it happens. It's cool. Yeah.
That's like what Monique was saying. She says she goes on a road and sometimes
she get a little urge,
right, mm-hmm. to do it. And she does says it. Sometimes I want to fuck somebody else, and sometimes I just do it. And she said that monogamy or whatever, adultery shouldn't be the basis of breaking up. You shouldn't break up over infidelity. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's a natural thing. Monogamy is unnatural in the general, like if you get down to the scientific like concept of it, monogamy.
That's
is
why men can't
unnatural.
Be faithful because it's in their DNA.
They just, can be.
And men can be faithful.
It's a challenge for them though.
They
it's,
can
it's
be.
It really is a challenge.
I think men, it's a challenge
my
for
man
them to be faithful.
Can,
but it's hard.
Okay, it's very natural for him.
So you guys live together?
No, go.
Oh, you
she's no. Like, no.
Wow. No, we'll be together. It'll be 4 years, December 17th.
Ooh. Damn, y'all got together right before Christmas.
Yeah.
Did
yeah,
you get a gift the first year?
Yeah. Yeah, I got
of course.
Damn, like, after 8 days.
Right. Yeah. It was like a Marc Jacobs dress. It was cute.
That's nice.
That was nice.
Yeah.
That's a very personal gift too.
Oh, he's phenomenal. Like he's very like good at all of that. Like a lot of my really nice expensive dresses, like he picks them all out. Like evening gowns.
What does he do?
Oh, he owns stuff. Lots and lots of stuff. So, I don't really talk about like who he is.
Does he go and buy himself or does he have someone pick it?
Oh, no, he goes and buys it out himself. Like for my birthday, I got this Tiffany necklace.
That is amazing.
A little matching earrings.
It's hard to find a guy that's good at
that. That's good at, yeah.
Presents.
And like he knows my shoe size and stuff. Like, yeah, dope shoes too. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Not these.
These Pumas right here?
Yeah, no. These were my picking. This is my style. He dresses me up for him.
Now, so what would you guys do now, Gigi, if a guy got you a nice present, but you were planning to break up? Do you keep the present or do you give it back?
Y'all know I'm keeping everything. I ain't giving back shit. It's mine. You bought it. It's mine. I'm keeping it.
What if you buy him something and he breaks up with you?
Oh,
keep it.
He gets to keep it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to do the double standard.
He'd be
standard.
Mad as shit,
though. He could keep it.
He'd just be mad, though.
Well, if a guy gets me a gift.
I just sit here all the time, all those seconds trying to think of who actually broke up with me. And nobody ever fucking broke up with me. I do the breaking up.
I do the breaking up around here.
I mean, if a guy bought me a gift and I was planning on breaking up with him, it will probably get him, buy him a couple more weeks for sure.
Okay.
It'll
See,
probably buy
you
him
would
some
feel
time.
Bad. If somebody yeah. gave
you're still going to keep the gift.
Of course I'm going to keep
that's
the gift.
That's when you text your friends and you'd be like,
all right, I can't break up with this dude.
I got another 30 days, girl.
Yeah. You just now gave me this little blue box.
You didn't
bought
me.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. You just bought yourself a month.
You didn't bought me a bracelet,
January 25th, it's over for you.
I used to date this guy that used to buy me presents all the time. And I was like, okay, I don't even want to be with him anymore. But he's always, I had to tell him, I was like, please do me a favor and stop buying me things.
Mm-mm, I would never.
Yeah, that makes me feel guilty.
It made me feel bad. It's okay if I really like you and I want to be with you. Cool. But if I don't want to be with you and you keep on buying me stuff, I feel bad, especially if I like you as a person.
Yeah, it seems like they're almost trying to like
Gigi
buy
said
your
no.
love.
You don't feel bad, Gigi? What?
No.
You don't feel
buy
like.
Buy me everything. I could care less. I didn't. You wasn't asking for it, right? He was taking it upon himself.
Yeah, but I think that he thought we were going to end up together one day.
That's his fault.
With all of the stuff that he bought you.
See, Angie, I know you, and I know you don't lead people on in the wrong way. You kind of like play it cool. So he should have saw the signs that she wasn't like, you know, and that's up to him that he wanted to keep buying you stuff.
And I felt bad because, you know, how sometimes you date somebody and you feel bad because they are so nice and they do great stuff for you. And you're like, why can't I like him?
Yeah. Like, why am I not into
it's just,
you?
It's just not
like
me.
Your eyebrows. It's something. And it is. Yeah. It's something. As minute as that, it could be like, I don't like the way he burps or something. Like, just something. So I'd be like, I can't date you anymore.
Mannerisms will kill a guy for me.
I don't like the way he drives.
Yeah. I don't like the way he washes
his hair. But that's just because you don't like him. When you like a guy, you like everything
he does.
Yeah.
damn, I love the way his hands look on that steering
wheel. Yeah, like right? Every little thing. But if you don't, it's
but everything. When you stop, like, because look, the same things that you'll love about a guy. Oh, I love when he snores. Oh. It's so cute. It's
like, and as soon as you break up, like, that fucking snoring ass nigga.
You
be like,
I can't fucking sleep. Now I gotta get up.
Sleep on the couch.
Let me suffocate him so I don't have to hear that snoring every night. Gigi, you're Gigi thinking about people she hates.
I know when I'm starting to hate a guy when I don't like the way he smells anymore.
Oh my God.
That's a big thing.
Listen, smell
when I love him, he smells
thing.
So good. But when I hate him, it's like, oh, that nigga's
that's crazy. That's your hormones basically telling you that that dude's done.
Yeah, that's
your
exactly
body
what
telling
it is.
You. Yeah.
Listen, when you love a guy, if his dank ass breath in the morning smell. Mm. You'll be like, oh, I love it. Breathe on me.
Yeah, where it doesn't bother you. We'll be like, I'll make out with you right now. Right? Like, that's love. Like, that's
for sure.
But when you don't love him anymore, he starts like, trying to, oh, don't, why are you talking to me? You ain't even brush your teeth. But yeah, they say that if you love the way a guy smells, then you love him. Like, scent is super important.
Yeah, for women.
No, it's true.
He has this thing. Cologne that I like that he wears all the time. And like he, you know, he has a couple different scents that he goes through, but I always notice that when we like beefing, he'll wear the cologne that I like to be smart. I called the model then one time too, like, really, you gonna wear that cologne I like? You really gonna do
for
that
me
today?
It's like a man's pheromones. It's like if I like the way that, you know, that smell that comes from the side of your mouth and you can't smell, everybody has it. It's your freemones, pheromones. People
pheromones.
Call it pheromones, freemones.
Pheromones.
Yeah,
yeah. It's pheromones.
People call it, people say it a whole bunch of different ways, but that smell, you know, the natural smell from your body.
I like, listen, if you love a guy, you love his musty ass balls.
Yes.
Well, that they've actually, they've done
she
studies.
Said no.
No.
Oh, no, they've actually done studies where, like, they've had guys, like, work out in a t-shirt and, like, had their wives or girlfriends or whatever, and then the women had to smell the shirts to find their guy, and every single woman picked out their man's t-shirt.
Right.
Because they know the smell. Yeah, like, smell, this is all science. I study psychology and brains and stuff. Mm-hmm. So this is very fun. But yeah, it is. It's. Like, women love the sense of, like, the way that a guy smells. And it's very important to us if things don't
like
smell right.
Like, the natural smell without cologne.
Yeah, you know what his detergent smells like on his shirt and everything.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's just like the skin, like their skin.
Now, earlier I was saying that I think that sex should be, like, fun and funny.
Oh, sex is hilarious.
Now, for you, Aaliyah Janine, you were a porn star. You're a retired porn star.
Yeah.
And you started doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
So how do you make that transition? Because I find, like, during sex, I think it's always good when I'm with somebody and we both, like, can laugh at things.
It's something that happens, like a queef, and because that's natural and it's funny. Like, it happens, it's obnoxious.
Right.
Be like, oopsies.
Like, I queef because you were so big when you pulled it out, there's so much air trapped in it.
Yeah, and some guys love that. Some guys, there's fetishes for all of
that.
That's
a good explanation.
That is a good explanation. Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
So talk about that. How did you make that transition though? Like, how did you know you wanted to do stand-up comedy?
Well, I was in porn in LA. I would do comedy sketches and like YouTube videos and stuff like that and hang out with comedians. And when I was a dancer, prior to that, I worked at a strip club that had a comedy club underneath it. And was also a bartender at a comedy club. It was all just kind of there. It was just something that I wanted to try. Like, I went to school to be a cop. I studied psychology. I was in porn.
Yeah,
so I do a bunch of stuff, basically. And so I was like, oh, okay, let's try this. Like, I was writing a bunch of stuff. And yeah, this is actually something that has really stuck so far. We'll see.
Do people recognize you all the time? Like, people come up to you on the street? Like, I was just watching your movie.
No, not like every once in a while people will come up. But for the most part, a lot of my fans know that I think a lot of my fans are kind of weird and creepy because they've seen me fuck. Like, they don't know me as a real person and they just see me. Like, I've had dudes come up, like, show me like porn that I was in. I'm like, no, bro. Like, that's a line. That's disrespectful. Knock the fuck off. One, you're not even paying for it.
Right.
Like, this is why I have to do comedy now, because no one pays for their fucking porn.
Everything's free. Yeah.
And comedy doesn't exactly pay for a whole lot either right now. But I just keep getting fucked by the entertainment world, basically.
Yeah. But you're like, I love it, though.
Yeah, no. Obviously, I'm doing it. No, it was a pretty easy transition, I think, mainly because a lot of the comics here, like, they know that I'm serious about it. Because there's a lot of, well, not a lot, but there's a couple other girls in the industry that are like, oh, I'm going to do comedy, or oh, I'm going to be a DJ. Like, there's like 30 porn star DJs now, or there's like the fashion designers. But then once they realize how hard it is to like really do anything.
Models.
Yeah. Like no matter how hard, like comedy is hard as fuck. Like people don't realize, like you have to write your own material. Mm-hmm. Like you have to do all this stuff. And
then you go places and you have to try to get on because it's not even to
do open mics and stuff like that. And a lot of girls say like, oh, I've done 2 porn, so now I'm famous and I'm going to do this and be famous in this. It's like, no, honey, it was just 2 dicks. Like you need to settle down. No one even knows your name. Like, and now anyone with a camera could basically be a porn star, quote unquote. So, I mean, it's,
I feel like people really like amateur porn too. Like.
Oh, well now, yeah, that's huge now is the amateur shit. And I'm like, yeah, I can't do amateur stuff. Like once you claim yourself as a porn star, I'd be like, oh, I'm not a porn star.
But I don't think people really care. You can still call yourself an amateur because it'd be porn with the same person over and over again and it's still amateur porn.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've shot amateur porn when I was not. Be like, this is like an amateur company. Like, yeah, you're a brand new company. Mm-hmm. So it's amateur, I guess. I don't know.
But yeah, I always feel like laughing in bed is. So what's some funny things that y'all have had happen like while you were having sex?
Like professionally or personally?
Either. Some funny shits.
I technically broke a guy's dick once.
Oh, that's not funny.
No,
that's not funny. By the way.
Oh, I mean, well, I mean, it kind of
I saw that
funny.
Happen with Pinky, the porn star. She went up and then went down on the guy's dick so hard and the whole condom filled up with blood.
Snap.
That happened to you?
No. What happened with this guy? I wasn't in porn at the time. It was before porn. BP is BP. I call him BP before porn. It was a guy that I've known since like the 6th grade. And it was someone that I always had a super crush on. And like, I was like 27, 28. And it was a couple of our friends from high school hanging out. And that's when we ended up hooking up. And it was just like 2 days. Like it was great from what I remember. But he like called me 2 days later. I was wasted. He called me 2 days later and he's like, hey, like, this is awkward. He's like, do you have anything? And I'm like,
what?
I'm like, no. And we used a condom. Do you know, like, I remember that much.
Right.
And he's like, oh, well, I'm at the doctor's right now because my taint is black and blue. Like his whole, because, well, he had a previous hernia before and kind of failed
his
to mention.
His taint was
but
black
like literally
and blue.
Like everything, like his whole package was black and blue. Yeah. He had to go to like the special penis doctor and stuff like that.
What did you do to him?
I told him that's what he gets for making me wait since the 6th grade.
Oh, wow. That must have been so painful. What did
no,
you
No, like it was like he was fine. He's like, I was perfectly. He's like, it didn't start. He's like, it didn't hurt. It was just all black and blue. Like there's like some.
I've never heard
of
that.
God.
I've never turned nobody's dick black and blue.
Me either.
Do you lick ass and all of that?
Yeah. I've done all of that. I actually all of it. Actually,
y'all know we get a kick out of the ass conversation.
Out of the ass eating conversation.
This is probably the first time it came so late in the damn interview.
Yeah, no, I actually, I got called like in porn because they like porn is very racist. I think everyone is aware of that. I'm just stating the obvious. But there's some like fans and stuff like that, especially with some of the girls that don't do interracial scenes, like they're automatically labeled a racist.
I heard you get paid less too.
No.
What? Somebody told me that. They said you get paid less if you do scenes with black
they're
men.
You're a moron. No, you get paid the exact same amount. What the fuck? Oh my God. No, but there was this one, like one guy made a WordPress site dedicated to white porn stars that would do interracial scenes but wouldn't eat black guys' asses. And it's like a lot of these fans don't realize that like we get hired to do specific things. Like that's a specific like fetish. That's a niche. If we get hired for that scene, like that's I will do that. Yes. Right. But if it's not in the scene, like.
And I'm not going to do it.
I'm not going to do it because I'm not getting paid more for it. Like this is like numbers.
So in the contract, it's like anal. One
no,
anal.
Well, it'll be like, okay, you're doing an anal scene with so-and-so today. Right. It'd be like, okay, it'd be like, we need you to eat ass. We need you to do this. We need, and be like, okay, these are the things on the list. And what's so funny is that exact day I actually worked with Shawn Michaels and I ate his ass out. So I thought it was just the most hysterical thing. I'm like, wait a fucking month, asshole, before you like, it was just so ridiculous.
Have you ever made a guy come from eating his ass?
Is that possible?
I made a guy come just from playing with his balls.
Really? He must have been really sensitive.
Right.
And like with the mouth and licking. Yeah. But just from playing with his balls.
Is there anything that you've been propositioned to do for a movie that you've been like, nah, I won't do that?
Yeah. I was never into like gangbangs or blowbangs or like bukkake scenes. It's just too much work.
bukkake. That's when a whole bunch of people come on you.
Yeah, it's just like cocks everywhere.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Exactly. It's just everywhere. It's just like, no, I wear contacts. That shit burns when it gets in your eyes.
What do you get paid the most for, like in a contact? If they put, they're like, okay, we'll give you extra if you da da da.
Well, normally like gangbangs and stuff like that because there's more people. Like your first anal scene, you tend to get more money for.
How do they know it's your first anal scene? Really?
Because they haven't produced, because there isn't one out. It's fairly easy to do that. So like your first anal scene, most girls get like $2,000 or whatever, depending on who they are.
Shit. Well, I'm going to let a guy know if he wants to have anal with me, it's going to cost $2,000.
See, you don't like anal sex?
No, I've never done it.
Some girls prefer anal sex over vaginal.
Not this one.
You're like, nope. That's a one-way street.
I wish I could prefer anal sex over vaginal.
Listen, I don't. First of all, I don't understand how, like, even a finger in my ass makes me want to shit later. It does loosen your pressure.
Well, that's why you use enemas and, like, there's, like,
loose your butt.
Ammonia AD. I actually like to take that stuff. Like, if I go out, like, if I plan to get real drunk, like, I'll take anti-diarrhea medicine before, just because alcohol is not good to your body the next day, and it helps. Right. You're welcome, people.
Well, that's ammonium AD. Check.
Yeah.
That's too much effort to, like, know if you're
That's commitment. That's commitment to drinking and to your hangover. Be like, okay, I'm going to be hungover, but I also don't want this shit. So if you take this medicine
ammonium before AD. Anal.
Yeah. Well, you'll take it before. So that way, like, stuff doesn't happen. Shit doesn't happen.
Shut up. Because shit happens during anal sex.
Yes. But yeah, you take the ammonium and then you use an enema to clean out whatever
you have. Of course,
to clean out whatever you have. And then, yeah, you're pretty good.
You're good to go.
Oh.
Yep.
Check. But also, y'all learn something.
But you also
I've learned so much from lip service,
butt plugs and stuff like that also help with the pressure and like afraid that like it's gonna hurt, because yeah, the first couple times, it's like the first time you have vaginal sex, it's not pleasant. Like it hurts. It feels like someone is ripping you open. Oh god,
but I was really prepared. You know, like he was eating my pussy a lot and fingers, and you know, I was really prepared. And he didn't have a really big.
He had a starter penis.
He had a starter penis.
That's good.
Yeah, but I don't know. And I just feel like it's just never been something I've been comfortable with. I want to be able to, I can't relax.
Well, that's it too. Like, you have to be very relaxed. And you can't be all up in your head with it too. And that's why, like, a lot of women, like, have a hard time orgasming, because they're all up in their head with the shit. Like, do I look right? Are my titties flapping the wrong way? You know, is that hair still there?
I have a friend who in my head is like the anal queen, because she can ride dick in her ass.
Ooh. Yeah. I know girls that love it too.
Yeah. I know people that orgasm from it all the time. Yeah. It's their favorite thing to do.
It's an amazing orgasm because it's so different. Yeah.
But what about guys? Like, if you stick your fingers in their ass, is it weird to you if they come like that?
Absolutely not. No, the prostate, I've tried to get guys to let me play with their prostate because it's so sensitive.
Yeah, I think guys should open up to that.
Yeah, like I've pegged like guys, and guys that you wouldn't think that would want to be pegged at all, be like, no, because
that's
they're
what they
into
call it being pegged.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
But that's where like some guys are very comfortable with their sexuality and realize that, oh, this isn't gay. That's what it is. They're like, it's not gay.
Anatomically correct.
Yes.
That's where their most sensitive spot is. So in order to get there, you gotta.
It's not gay. I respect the guys that don't want to try
it. Like,
but
I totally
but it's so not gay.
Yeah. If I'm doing it, if a woman's doing it to you, it's not gay. Now, if you have your buddy do it to you, you have your boy James.
We're having a whole different conversation. If James is doing it, then we need to talk about something else.
Do you ever know any guys that ever did weird shit while they were high? Like with other guys?
Oh, like do jerk off circles or something?
Yeah.
Retarded
guys
like
do weird stuff around each other.
Guys are weird.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine being in a room with my homegirls masturbating.
No, guys have sex in the room with their boys there. I think that's crazy.
I think it's weird.
Just like your friends watching you have sex.
That's very animalistic in them to be like, that's a dominance thing, like watch me kind of thing. Also a little bit of like an exhibitionist.
Yeah. Only one time I watched my friend have sex because she begged me. She's like, gotta record it. You have to record it. Because the guy was making really weird noises. He was like making a really funny noise. And she's like, I know you don't, nobody's going to believe me. You have to record this.
And he knew you were recording it?
No, he didn't know. I was in there sneaking.
What? How did you do that?
Because it was, oh.
You guys were sharing a room or something?
No, we weren't sharing a room. We were at the guy I was dating at the time's house. And he had like a big house with a bunch of different rooms.
Oh, okay. So you snuck
So
in.
She's like, I'm going to leave the door open. And, you know, the lights
That's
were off
creepy.
In the hallway.
That's creepy. What if he would have seen you?
So I just like, you know, I recorded it.
<That's> yeah, Siri. That is, does make you laugh, though, when guys make weird noises during sex.
Yeah, he was making a really
funny
noise.
Or like the
noise.
Like the grunting noise. Yeah, that's why when I like started sleeping with porn dudes, I'm like, they don't make these noises because they're not allowed to.
They're not?
No, like they're like in certain porn. Like they don't want to see anything from the guy but his cock, and it's
about
amazing.
The
yeah, it's amazing.
That's funny. So they're not, they can't make noises.
They like
or
just
anything.
Shut up and look pretty and thank
That is
you.
True though, because a guy making noises in porn, if a man is watching that, that might throw him off.
That's exactly why they're not allowed. To
like imagine you're a dude right. watching some mm-hmm. porn and the guy's like, yeah.
Like I mean, look, yeah, like they do a little bit of like normal sex noises, but it's not like. Like
it's
they don't really talk a lot. Yeah. Right. Like it's all like, we're the ones that have to be vocal. Yeah. Like they're just this, they're just there for the cock. That is literally all we need from them. Feminism is pure. In
Do you feel like you have to be loud during sex for a guy? Cause they want that.
Absolutely.
I've actually had a guy tell me to quiet down.
Shut the yeah. fuck
My
up.
My voice is coming natural. Yeah. I did have a guy tell me that I need to make noise when I suck dick though.
Really? What kind of noise? Like,
no, I make like, those noises. More like,
yeah. A lot of guys, like, they want, like, one guy's like, I want
He's
you
like,
to talk.
Why are you so quiet? Nigga, I'm focused. What
like, I have your dick in my mouth. I can't right. talk
Do you
right
want to hold
now.
A conversation or you want me to suck your dick?
Oh, yeah. One guy's, yeah. He like he wanted dirty talk while I was sucking his dick. I'm like, so do you want dirty talk or do you want me to suck your dick? Because those are two completely dirty things.
I'm
like, you have watched one too many of my movies. That's not how
I definitely moan when I'm sucking dick for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely. There's all sure.
But I'm not about to like be like loud and like
I'm not loud
because
no.
it's not again it's like natural. Your my noises come natural whatever yeah.
right exactly
feel like it's gonna happen is gonna happen but I'm
I
not gonna intentionally be loud yeah. while I'm giving you hits
I'm like you're not paying me there's
you're
no
not
camera.
Paying me
like knock it off
well since you brought that up let's talk about something that Amber Rose said that people got upset about right She said this in Time Magazine. She said, as women, mm-hmm. we are fortunate enough to use our seductive skills in order to be able to get money from our significant others. I also talk about seduction in the book. A lot of women don't know how to seduce a man. It's extremely easy once you get to that point. You can get anything you want out of them. She said, it might sound messed up, but once you get to that point, it's not using. It's not using a man. It's literally getting what you want by any means necessary. And people were upset about that, and some people defended her.
Because it's the truth? I know people have a real hard time with the truth lately. I know. So like we were just talking about how if a guy gave us a gift, like would we stay with him because he got us that gift? That's a type of whoring right there. Be like, he gave us a gift. Oh, well, now I feel like I need to stay with him for this because he gave me a gift.
Right.
That's whore mentality right there. And it's not necessarily whore mentality, but that's just the way that women have literally survived for centuries. And I honestly think that because of how powerful sex is for men and how much power the pussy actually holds, like women would actually rule the world if it wasn't for things like marriage and if it wasn't for like slut shaming and stuff like that, because I'm pretty sure it was just guys putting this type of pressure on women to be like, oh, shit, they basically have the one thing we want. So we need to hold them down so they don't control us. But there's a few women who have been able to break that barrier, Amber Rose for one, and be able to do what women are supposed to do. Basically rule the fucking world with our vagina.
The pussy does have a lot of power.
Dude, so much
yes,
power.
It does.
You can kind of get a lot of things.
2 college educations, a few cars. Yeah.
No, like I'm all for, you know,
college education.
I'm all for being independent and, you know, working for your shit and getting your own. You know what I mean? I'm all for that. I do it, but I'm not going to lie, man. The pussy's like extra cash.
It's extra cash.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm all about doing for self. I'm all about being an independent woman.
Too.
I'm all about being able to get what you need for yourself, because if you can't provide for yourself, then you can't expect the next person to do so. However, if I am having sexual relations with a man and he has the means to make sure that whatever I need is taken care of, then I expect for him to do so. It that just balances shit out. And I learned a long time ago, I became a young mother. I became a mother at the age of 17. And I had my best friend at the time. We were actually pregnant at the same time. Our kids are 2 months apart. Mm-hmm. I remember her mother telling us, "How dare you spend a night out? How dare you spend a night out and come home the next day and your son need Pampers?" Because that guy that she was laid up with last night should have made sure you had whatever you needed. You should have opened your mouth and asked him. Mm-hmm. But whatever you needed, whether it was a small thing or a big thing, and if he wasn't able to provide for it, that should have been the last time you seen him. I learned that at a very young age. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's the truth. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be opening my legs for you when you see my head nappy or you see my electric finna get cut off or, you know? I mean,
for me with guys and giving and, you know, and doing things for me, it's not my, because my bills are covered. My hair is covered. My nails are covered. All of that is covered. Like, but you know, the extra things like the nice handbag I haven't gotten to see you in a few days. So here's $4,000 in your bank account. You know, things like that.
Shit, that's never happened to me.
Girl, let me hook you up.
$4,000 in your bank account just because I haven't seen you.
No, that's what I mean. Like, you know, if a guy is, you know, if you're dating someone who is doing better than you and you're working.
Small things,
exactly. Right.
And make sure
men make more money than women as well. And being a woman is fucking expensive. Not even just with the makeup and hair and stuff like that. Just owning a vagina is expensive, mm-hmm. with tampons, with medications, with going to the doctor, everything.
Waxing.
Like, just owning a vagina is one of the most expensive things. So if you want this thing, it's going to maybe cost you some dinner.
Because a dick don't really cost nothing.
No, it just kind of hangs there.
What do guys do with their dick that costs money?
No, well, they have to go in like for their prostate exam at when they're like, what is it, 50 or whatever? But that's in their
ass. Dicks are low maintenance.
They're very low maintenance.
Vaginas are high maintenance.
Oh, I mean, they're way cooler. Let's just be honest.
But it's better to have a vagina, right?
It is.
Although, I always felt like penises seem like really fun.
Like, yeah, to like write your name in the snow when you're peeing. And like maybe to get a little bit more in your paycheck, but that's probably about it.
Now, if you were about to have sex with a guy and you saw a little something on his penis.
Absolutely not. I turn on the light, I get a freaking magnifying glass and be like, what is that?
What if he's like, it's a mole?
Oh, I know moles. My mom's a nurse. It's not like the first thing I ever learned was STD. So yeah, you can tell the difference between a mole and a herpes real easily.
It's just like one little, you know, brown whatever.
He needs to go get that removed.
Would that stop? That would stop you?
Well, not if there is a condom. It's like,
okay,
obviously,
what about from a blowjob? You're not doing none of that then?
No, not unless he has like a clean STD test. Absolutely.
Do you guys inspect penises like before?
Before I suck it, for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, before
like
it goes
I touch it a lot. I want to touch it with my hands. Because if you feel something that has some kind of texture, like a guy could have a mole, like a beauty mark mm-hmm. on his penis. But if you feel something that has a texture to it, you can't put that in your mouth.
Like, yeah. And that's, well, I know, like, I forgot the name of the comic, but he's like, he won't sleep with a girl until like he goes down on her because that's.
That's
like,
his test.
Like to check it out or whatever. It's the same thing.
Do it with their hands. Check out the girl.
And then sniff it.
Smell
it.
Yeah. We learned that test. With Andre Berto, right?
Oh, yeah.
Smell test.
Yeah.
The smell.
I think all girls should
even a taste
pass
test,
the smell
even
test. The taste test.
Oh, I'll do that before I have sex. Be like, okay, how am I? Okay.
Yeah, taste that right?
I do the same thing.
Be like, okay.
Do I need a pineapple? But so you do a penis examination. What if he has like dry skin or something and it's like,
oh, flaky? That's weird.
That's weird. Like, why is
that's
your penis
weird.
Dry?
Why do you have, like, there's so much heat and yeah. you know,
unless,
like
I understand,
it's moist.
Like, I understand chafing, like here, you know, like
oh,
bigger
on the
guys.
Sides,
and
yeah,
yeah
but
on the
not
sides.
On the actual.
No, dick. Unless he has like maybe psoriasis or something. Like, but I've never
I
seen psoriasis
on
the
your penis.
Like,
is there such a thing as an ugly penis?
Yes.
The number one ugly penis is uncircumcised.
You don't like uncircumcised?
I don't mind uncircumcised penises.
Yeah,
they're more sensitive.
The guys are more sensitive.
Yeah, and you know,
uncircumcised
you get,
penises are ugly.
I mean, they're
a little bit funkier. Like, it takes some use. Like, it takes
you're
some getting
used
to it. Yeah. Like, you got
to
figure out, like, how
yeah,
do
you
pull down
it.
The skin? And sometimes,
yeah, and
like,
some guys don't want you to go and push back the skin right
because
away.
It's
they
too
want
sensitive.
It to build
yeah.
it. Yeah, they want you to build it. I don't mind uncircumcised.
So, what's ugly?
As long as it's clean, yeah.
What's ugly?
I mean, that uncircumcised penis with a lot of skin that should have been circumcised.
It's not attractive.
What about coloring? Is like sometimes it's like multicolored.
Yeah. Multicolored. Or
well, that happens a lot when they get
weird.
Circumcised. When they like it will turn like a couple different colors.
Well, you guys said there's ugly penises. What's the ugly penis?
I like dark penis. I like the way dark penis looks.
Listen, Miss, what's your website? What's your email?
Oh, prettydickswag@gmail.com.
Right. So I'm sure y'all have gotten some penises through there where the head was like shaped wrong.
Yeah, I think like the head could be bigger.
Yeah. Like mushroom dick the wrong way.
Oh, there was one guy that was really long.
Yes, I've seen that.
And then the bottom part is big.
Oh my God, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So we don't like the big mushroom.
We like the big mushroom.
We like the big mushroom. The little, it'll be like a little mushroom. And then the shaft would be, it's like a triangle.
Right.
It's weird. I hate that.
It's like a pyramid.
Yeah, pyramid dick is terrible. Oh my God. That's so true.
Upside down exclamation point.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, you guys like
Spanish exclamation point. Yeah.
It has to have.
Like, I don't like the long, skinny ones either because I have a tipped uterus because that shit hurts.
And I think, you know, if it's curved the wrong way and it's skinny and long, it's ugly. That's
like sometimes certain curves help. Sometimes certain curves are amazing. Other times it's like curved the wrong way to the side and you're like, what are you doing? Can you like,
when
you're trying to like rotate?
Or when it's like curved up like a hook.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? That's disgusting.
Most penises have some sort of curve.
A little bit.
Right.
Some of them, depending on which way
they masturbate.
They hang it or,
based on which way they masturbate?
Yeah, because if you're pulling it this way.
Well, I mean, it's the same with like your lotion, like how you put your lotion on your leg. Mm-hmm. That will actually determine on how the hair on your leg grows.
Right.
So, because I always go like this. So now like the hair on my legs, like, actually grow like sideways. It really depends.
Oh,
it's
really?
All conditioning.
So if you're like tugging your meat to the left,
you're gonna end up
with a curve to the left
for sure.
I've seen my first boyfriend. You know, I the first time we slept together, I was 14, and the last time we slept together, I was 24.
Mm-hmm. So that's different.
Yeah, in those 10 years, the curve got really bad. And that's how I knew it's from masturbating because I know how he masturbates because he's always touching himself.
You like when guys masturbate in front of you?
I don't mind. It depends on what they want to do with the nut. You know what I mean? And where my mood is at. You know? Like where my mood is at. So like if I'm feeling like freaky, but like maybe I'm on my period or maybe I had a throat infection. I couldn't suck him. I don't know because I don't see it. I can't think of a reason why I couldn't give my man a blowjob while I'm on my period. But I'm just saying like, you know, if I'm feeling horny and there's for some reason I can't do it for you, I don't mind. And then, like, I'll let him come on my ass. Do you want to watch him,
like, masturbate?
I don't really want to look. I want to, like, turn my face and I want to, like, jiggle my butt or something. You know what I mean?
Let him play with the titties.
Yeah, let him play with the titties. Exactly. Something like that. And I'm, like, acting like I'm so entertained, but I'm not really.
Like, this is boring.
Some guys are so animalistic when they do
when they
it,
masturbate.
Too. It's like it's so creepy. It's like Jesus, what are you
like,
doing to yourself?
I don't know if we can have sex again.
It looks like you're injuring him.
Is there anything a guy's ever done that made you be like, I don't think I can ever sleep with him again? Like a small thing.
Oh God, there's so many.
A small thing.
No, rabbit fuck when they go.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's horrible.
Oh, I had a guy. Like
that's only guys with the small meat. That do the rabbit
go hard.
Or they just have no
because they got
experience.
No stroke.
They
got
nothing.
No stroke.
Yeah.
They got no
in and out really
you
fast.
You give me that rabbit fuck, you will never get this pussy again. Ever.
I gave a guy a second try because we were both real drunk and I'm like, okay, maybe I was just drunk because he was really hot and we had a good time and I'm like, okay. But then the second time I was not drunk and it was the same thing. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, oh.
You didn't feel like you could train him?
No, I
like.
Ain't got
do you
time
tell somebody like, listen, you gotta like work on this rabbit.
Certain things, yeah. If I really like the guy, like I'll take the time to like really train him. But otherwise, I'm like,
I will turn around like, hey, what are you doing?
What the fuck?
Yeah,
are you doing?
Like if it's really bad, it's really bad.
Or
you
maybe
tell
I stop the guy either that, me either that, or I'm gonna let him go because I think that's what's gonna make him come. So it's gonna be over soon.
Faster sooner.
So, and will you pretend you
it's
like
one
it?
Of two. No, I'm there like, huh?
No.
Because that might make him come faster. Because sometimes we do try to make guys.
Yeah, maybe
come
I'll
faster.
Make like a moan, like, oh,
you're like, oh yeah.
Exactly.
I'm always like, are you ready? Exactly. I always ask him, I'm like, are you ready to come? Like, you should come now. Like, you know, like super sexy to be like, I got fucking Jessica Jones to watch. Like, let's go.
Are you ready to come? I think you should come now.
Like, you know you want to. You know you want to. Did you? Absolutely not. I ain't got time. Let's go.
Let's go.
I could finish myself off with Bob later. Thank you. Mm-hmm. My vibrator's name.
Well, hopefully this is some good.
That's funny. I named one of my vibrators too. My favorite first vibrator. I named him Charlie.
Nice. Why'd you name him Charlie?
I don't know. I think, I don't remember. There was a reason that we named it. I don't remember, but it was bomb. It was a pocket rocket and he used to make me squirt all over the place.
I saw on Worldstar someone was giving lessons on how to squirt.
I saw that too. I didn't watch the video, but I saw
it's
like
not hard. Like once you can actually like do it, like the first time I did it, I was like, what the fuck? But then after a while, like I was able to like just instantly and like without penetration, like actual just clitoral stimulation.
See, I don't think that everyone can squirt because I really don't think I can.
I don't think I can
either. You can, girlfriend.
I can come and I can have an orgasm, but I haven't been able to
see the
squirt.
Thing is, like, and you could try this. Like, I have a mini Hitachi because sometimes the Hitachis are way too powerful, but it's like a mini one. It's a very strong vibrator. And what I did for like webcamming and stuff to practice how to be able to do it for the people watching me in camera is like after you come, you literally leave that still on your clit while you're coming. And it's very intense and it's very powerful, but you'll end up coming again. It will be so powerful that you end up.
But what about from sex or from a guy?
That's hitting the G spot. Like there's actually Marcus London is called like the squirt instructor. Like he could literally take two fingers and make anyone squirt.
Yeah, I've seen that. Really? I've seen him do it. Yeah. Yes, I've
like
seen that.
Anyone.
I've seen
like anyone. Like literally.
And fast.
Yeah, he like super fast. Fast. Like he'll time him to be like I just.
Yep,
yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going to get him up here for you guys.
Yeah.
Live demonstration.
Yeah, actually, they have videos. I think he produced some squirt instruction videos, like actual instruction videos. For
yeah, no, that's how I think I saw it, watching like how to make a girl squirt videos.
I don't know that I want to squirt, though. I'm happy.
No, you don't, girl.
I'm happy we're having orgasms and coming. I don't think
it's horrible. It's just a mess.
It's a mess. I mean, it's an amazing mess, but yeah.
We got to get that blanket. If I had that blanket, that waterproof blanket we were talking about on
our previous episode. Oh, I just started putting plastic on the sheet.
Plastic.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you could put some, like, I think that would be a good idea. Like, put some plastic and then put a sheet over it.
Yeah, for webcamming, yeah, because otherwise I would have destroyed my mattress.
Destroying your mattress. It's
because
awful.
Because it's a lot of fluid. Like a lot. Like
it's a lot. It's more than that. Like peeing.
Yeah.
It's more.
It's so much.
I agree.
Right?
Like,
no, I'm talking. There's a
right
puddle
here,
in the bed. There's a big circle in the bed.
Yeah.
And somebody got to sleep in it.
Someone's hotel room.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, now we're going to close this out because it is Thanksgiving. I know a lot of people are getting ready. So if you're lonely at home on Thanksgiving, what are some tips that we can give you that you can do if you're at home and you're lonely?
Masturbate.
Watch porn.
Yeah, watch
and masturbate.
Porn.
Yeah.
Give us some porn suggestions.
Well, pretty much anything I was in.
What was your favorite? I know you've won a lot of awards.
No, I've been nominated for
I saw
stuff.
You won a few, though.
Like three. I'm like, ooh. My best movies that I did. I liked my first one that I did, Mamazon, where I played like a jungle woman who's never slept with a dude before. That was hysterical.
Did you have a jungle bush?
They made me shave it because I had like, I called it, it was just like a little patch. I called it the Hitler. It was bad terminology.
Wow.
Well, the Charlie Chaplin, but it was just like, I don't know why I had it. I was just like, what am I doing? Like, and because it was like a landing strip, but then I fucked it up. I'm like, oh, that
so
looks
it was
cute.
Like the, it was
but they made me just shave it all. It's either for this company, you either had to have full bush or completely bald. So I just went bald because I didn't have time to grow out a full bush. But I just played this jungle warrior woman and I had to like capture these dudes, and like one of the dudes that I captured, I acted like I never slept with him or never slept with a guy before, so I couldn't even like do normal porn noises, like oh fuck me baby, like they did.
You never did it,
and I practiced for like weeks, like in all these crazy like porn noises, and can't do any of that. But like the blowjob, like I was looking at like a lollipop, and like asked him if I should bite it.
Oh, I know he was like, okay, you're ruining and I'm about
no,
to
No, no, they, yeah, they're, because I've never seen, don't they loved bitch. It. They loved it. But yeah, obviously I did invite it. Anything by Jules Jordan, like Naughty America is good.
Mamazon.
Mm-hmm. Score Group. It's a good movie. It's like a double disc feature.
Wow. Steph, if you were going to do a porn, what would be the plot?
What would be the plot? So I think if I was going to do a porn, it would be like the new porn and just be like, oh, here's a sexy Latina.
Looks you wouldn't, but you need, like a, her you need something based off of another movie or something.
Like a parody. Like what?
A parody?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's such a good
question.
Like a
Cinderella or something like that.
Yeah, that's what it would be. I would have like the evil stepsisters and they're like slapping me and eating my pussy and like being really rough and then the Prince Charming comes. Like that escalated quickly.
No.
She had a plan.
She didn't know a second ago.
But that would be my porn. I think that sounds kind of dope.
That's a good one.
That's actually a pretty good one.
No, she gave it to me. Thank you.
The Cinderella.
You
I think they did a Cinderella, yeah, but
I'm sure there's in a few. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, or Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. You could have some fun.
No, that's too many. Too many dicks. Right. I can't.
Seven too many dicks. And they're all little. And it's like,
all little dicks. Like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Imagine a bunch of dwarfs on you.
Oh my God. God forbid. I find it weird, like when I'm in the strip club and there's like a little stripper.
A little bit. Oh, I had to work. I had to work with a girl. Her name is Cupcake. The DJ always put us next to each other too, and I'm like, why would you do that? Because in stilettos, I'm like 7 feet. I'm like, why would you do this to her? She literally came up to like my mid thigh.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we have a little person that works at the club I manage, and she's such a cute
to me,
little
it's
girl.
Like weird.
It's a fetish.
They look like kids from behind, they turn around, they look old.
Yeah, some people either love them or are terrified. Like one of the strip club owners. One of the strip club owners actually only hired her because the other strip club owner was terrified of dwarfs and midgets and like would just like freak him out. Like he would sit in the office the whole night every time she worked.
I remember this guy was telling me about his experience when he said she was really thick and that's why he liked it. She had like a fat ass and stuff. Yeah.
He hit?
Yeah.
So how was it? Did he give you any details?
I don't know. I didn't really ask for details, but he really had wanted to do it. So he said he just like lifted her up.
I wonder if like her vaginal.
He said she was heavier than he thought.
Her vaginal space was shorter. I wonder.
No,
inside.
No, they got like regular torso.
Like the torso is
like
normal.
It's like their arms and legs that are short.
Now, Gigi, if you did a porn,
I'm so weird for even.
What would your porn be?
I have no idea. I was thinking too.
Yeah, what would your think of like one of your favorite movies or stories?
Yeah,
I'm gonna think of one for you.
She gave me mine. It was a good one.
Poetic Justice.
Ooh,
poetic.
So that'd be sweet. It'd be some.
So we'd be fucking in the mail truck.
In the mail truck.
The mail truck, right?
That's definitely been done a few times in porn.
Yeah, I never did it, but poor glory hole.
All right, well, we are just giving you guys some advice on what to do if you're home for Thanksgiving, if you're alone, or if you're sick of your family and you want to slide off and watch some porn real quick on your phone. Like you said, everything's free now anyway.
Yeah, fucker.
But Aaliyah Janine, let everybody know where they can find you.
You can find me at The Aaliyah Janine on Twitter or aaliyahjanine.com where you can literally find everything.
Everything. Literally.
Everything.
Well, not like...
the way you said it.
But like where you can find me and stuff.
Okay. All right, Stephanie. We know.
Yeah, I'm Stephanie Santiago. Just
y'all know.
That's my name. That's where you can find me at Stephanie Santiago.
Me too. Gigi McGuire.
And I'm Angela Yee. That was Lip Service. We'll be back next week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Make sure you eat up and get stuffing.
Get stuffed.
I get stuffed.